Baruch Hashem. She was playing with man. It's wonderful to see all the Bachrim and the others, the Balabatim, that are sitting, filling the Beis Medrash over here. And that's exactly what we need, especially at a time like this. At the same time, we need to take care of the Achrayas for preparation for the Chag. And Hashem, to be able to fit in both together is a wonderful thing. There shouldn't be any Hetzachadah from the Torah. Very important, neither. Okay. Last year I spoke about the Manish Tana from a more halachic standpoint, discussing the mitzvahs of Sipras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tchias Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what the questions mean halachically. I'd like to speak again about Manish Tana, this time to go more into the deeper meaning of what's behind the questions, which serve as an introduction, basically, to the Haggadah, to the Maggid, to the beginning of Maggid. And this is setting the scene for what we're going to be doing during the Haggadah, the CPSCS Mitzrayim, when I was young in America, we learned at least one line in Yiddish. Everyone knew one line in Yiddish. Tatalama fregen de fear kashas, right? Because at one point everything was said in Yiddish. They didn't have English. In Europe was the so they're still that stuck with them. The fear kashas, the four questions. We're used to looking at them as four questions, but the Vilna Gaon, interestingly, says that's not true. There are five questions. There are five questions. Manish Tana is the first question. And afterwards, Shebechol HaLeilos, those are the next four questions. But Manish Tana is a question entirely on its own right, and it's really the bigger of the questions. And he says like this, says, when we're saying Manish Tana, Laila Zeh, Shebechol HaLeilos, he says, Yom Bechol Makom Loshon Zachar, V'Laila Hi Nekeva, says, Yom is something, is a word that has a masculine gender. We always associate it with a adjective that follows Lashon Zachar. Whereas Laila says it's Kamet Pei, and the plural he says it's Vav Tav. Whenever it ends with Vav Tav, that's a Simen of Nekeva. He says, Simen L'Zavar, Zicharim, Zachar ends with Yud Mem, Nekevos. It's a Hey at the end, and it goes in plural into Vav Tav. So the question, he says, is Manish Tana, Halayla, Hazeh, Mikol HaLeilos. The question is, why is it a Zeh? Zeh is Lashon Zachar. Zo or Zos is Lashon Nekeva. The question here is, Manish Tana, Halayla, Hazeh, Mikol HaLeilos. Why is this Laila a Zeh, meaning something that requires a male adjective rather than a Zos? Why Manish Tana HaLaila Hazeh Mikol HaLeilos? Why is this night different? And this night we suddenly say Hazeh. Well, what do you mean? You say the word Hazeh and then you ask, why did you say Hazeh? Where does it say Zeh? So he says, what we mean is the following. In general, when we are mechuyev in mitzvah Hazeh, they are given to us to be done by day. They're performed by day. Tzitzis, tefillin, shofar, all the mitzvah Hazeh, Shazman Grama, usually women are putter from them, and men are chayiv in them, and they're an obligation of the day. So the Vilna Gaon says this really goes together. It's that men are associated with day, and they're associated with mitzvah tasei, with doing, and women are associated with night, and with lo tasei, because in general, lo tasei goes straight through the day and the night. That's something that could pertain even tonight, whereas the mitzvahs Aseh is generally something that are noise during the day. They're given to us to perform during the day. So, if so, we'd expect mitzvahs Aseh to always apply during the day, or at least also during the day. And yet, on night of Pesach, we find four mitzvahs of the Torah, mitzvahs Aseh, that apply only at night. And only on Leil Pesach, you have the mitzvah of the Torah of Korban Pesach, of Matzah, the Erev Tekel Matzah, of Moror, of Matzah Samarim Yeplua, and also the Gadata, at the Shoah Shematzah Menachem Lufanecha, which is at night. So we have suddenly mitzvah Saseh, that are all done at night, during the time that usually is reserved for Lashon Nekeva. And so he says, Laila's Lashon Nekeva is something that usually doesn't have mitzvah saseis, just like women aren't obligated in mitzvah saseis, whereas the normal mitzvah saseis are commanded during the day. Why is it, it says the Vilna Gaon, the question is, why is it, Manishtan ha-layla ha-zeh, Mikol ha-laylos? Why is this layla zeh, suddenly we have all these mitzvahs in front of us to perform, and we're doing them at night? That's the zeh. Why is this turning into a Lashon Zachar? Why is this night turning into a Lashon Zachar, meaning that we're having the mitzvahs that normally are given for men, because the mitzvahs of the Seish has man grama, and they're applying now at night? It says, Ma is Bigamatria Adam. Right? Ma is 45. And Adam is 45. Adam is man, as opposed to Chava. And if Manishtana, meaning that it's changed into a Ma, into Adam, as opposed to Chava, Halayla Hazer, this night has a Zer, Mikol Halaylos. Usually it's Nekeva with a Vav Taf at the end. Chava, on the other hand, is Bigamatria 19, right? Chava is Ches and Vav, that's 14, and He is 19. So, if so Chava is Chava is Midas Nekeva. He says, as the Pasuk says, Laila Laila Yechave Das is Meramis to the idea of Midas Nekeva being connected to women, but by Adam is Lashon Zachar. So that's the question according to the Vilna Gaon. And then afterwards, we're spelling out the different mitzvahs that we have during the night. That's matzah, kula matzah, and the moror, and in the times of the Mishnah, instead of the question of the mesubin, we had the question of the karban pesach. So that's another mitzvah. And then the question of tevilah, shtei tevilah, then I explained last year that the question is related to the mitzvah of Igadita. Then I explained at length that it's very clear that the question over there is relating to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the reason that we have the shtei tevilah, the second tevilah, is the karpas that we take in the beginning before the Agada. The reason we take the karpas is because we're trying to show them, I know we didn't yet wash, we didn't just start our meal, we're showing the children, but even though we didn't start a meal, it's going to be a long time. You're not going to start your meal for a while, so you better eat something now. That's why we take the karpas beforehand. So that's the second tefillah that I explained at length in last time. But in any case, these four questions are now the four mitzvahs of the night. And the question of Manishtan is more general, that we're changing the night, changing the night over here into a Lashon Zachar. That's the question. So the answer, the Vilna Gaon says later in the Agada, Bavoze Ota Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mimitzrayim. He says, now we're answering the question, Kushi HaRishayna, he calls it, Manishtana Halayla Zeh. How are we answering that when we're quoting Bavarzeh Ota Hashem Li? He says, because the reason this night is Chayvim more mitzvahs is because the Pasuk says about this night, because Ayom Ahu, V'Igadzata L'Vincha, Bayom Ahu, name of Bavarzeh. So it calls it Ayom, even though it's not Ayom, it's really a night. That's what he says in general. He doesn't really explain, so why does the Torah call it Yom? Over there, Lechora Yom might mean the general 24-hour day. Why exactly that answers the question and what's the depth of understanding of that, he doesn't go into. So I'd like to go into that. And first of all, we'll point out that a source for this explanation is already in the Shalah HaKadosh, in his parish on the Agoda called Matzah Shemura, and the word Kol Oso Halayla, he says that it doesn't say Oso Halayla, it says Oso Halayla. Oto Halayla says Laila is Lashon Nekeva, but it says Oto Halayla because this Laila is really Zachar. And he explains that a little bit more, what it means this Laila is Zachar. It says because that night when Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim was Meir. There was Or Kol HaLaila. It wasn't a dark night. Like it says in the Pasuk, Lasid Lavo, the night will be light just like the day. As we say, Shneam Oret HaGadol, like we say in the Kiddush Levana, that Kodesh Baruch is going to make the Levana as big as the sun, the moon as big as the sun. The night's also going to be day. So, and it says, V'layla Ya'ir, Lashon Zachar, because that night is going to be like a Zachar, it could be like day. And now it's the same in Lashon Lavo, and the same thing by Gulas Mitzrayim, the night was like by day. That's why it says, Kolosu HaLayla. That's what he says about Oso HaLayla, and the Vilna Gaon takes that further and says that's the whole question of the God of the Ma'anish Tana. The way that it's written and the way that it's read at first sight, this Vilna Gaon sounds very strange, because all over the Torah, the word Laila always has a masculine adjective, a Lashon Zachar associated with it, not Lashon Akeva. Ibn Ezra talks about this and others, and he says, Ibn Ezra says in the beginning of Bereishis, when it says Laila, the letter He is really no Saf. The letter He is added in, it's extra, because the word is really, we pronounce it not Laila, but Laila, it's Mila'el, because the He is just an addendum, meaning it's added on, it's not really part of the Shoresh, the word is Lail, and the Lail of the He is just added on, and that's why it's Lashon Zachar, because the He isn't really an intrinsic part of the Shoresh, of the root of the word. It's really Lail, and with the added A, it's Laila. He talks about this elsewhere and says that sometimes you have added Hays, like in the beginning of Eilish Mos. He says the word Eile also has an added Hay, and it's Mila'el. It says Eile is really Ha'el, like it says Kol HaToivot Ha'el, we find in the Pasuk. The word Aleph Lamed could also have the same meaning as Eile. So the Hay is added on, and the same thing, he brings some other examples, Nachalam Mitzrayim, whenever you have a Hay that's added on to show you the direction, like Rashi always says, Kol She'em. So Lamed Betzilosa Hatela Hey Betzofo, the Hey that comes at the end to show the same thing as Torah, that's always like added on. It doesn't change the emphasis. So over here says Ibn Ezra again repeats and says that's what happens with Lila also. It's really Lashon Zachar. And we have he says the fact that it says Vav Tav, that we have the word Leilos in the plural, doesn't prove that Lashon Akeva. That doesn't show anything, because we have many words like that. That Av is certainly Lashon Zachar, and Avot is Lashon Akeva. And Makomot, there's many examples of that, that you can have a Vav Tav at the end of a word that's Lashon Zachar. So if so, we see that all over the Torah, Laila has the word Echad, or another masculine word with it. So why is the God saying that really it should be Halayla Azos, and Manish Tana, Laila, what made this into Lashon Zachar? Laila is Lashon Zachar, especially in what the Shalor writes. The Shalor writes, it says, Oso Laila, should have said, Oso Laila. What does he want from us? Why should it be Oso Laila? The Torah Tamima talks about this at length. He jumps on this in and the Pasuk in Shos, Mechalel, Yot, you must, with the Medrash, Mechilta says, why is it say Mechalel, Mois, you must, after already it already said by Shabbos, Ha'oisim locha b'yom ha-Shabbos mos yumas. That's because if it would just say b'yom ha-Shabbos mos yumas, I'd think that if a person does melacha by day, but if he does melacha by night, maybe he doesn't have kareis. That's why it says mechalaleha mois yumas. The Nitziv, in his parish on the Mechilta, says that the drasha is because it says mechalaleha loshen akeva. And according to what the Vilna Gaon said, the yom is loshen zocher, and the night is loshen akeva. When it calls the day the Lashon Akeva, referring to the night. Oysim lacha b'yom ha-Shabbat, as by day, mechal aleha, we're talking Lashon Akeva, so it must be talking about the night. The Torah Tamima, nephew of the Nitziv, doesn't like that at all. And he says, I don't understand what Dodi Nitziv, my uncle the Nitziv, says. Because it's true, if the Vilna Gaon said that, and in fact the Shalor HaKadosh said that before him, but all over the Torah, Laila is Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Akeva. So what business do we have saying that it should have said Alayla Azot instead of Alayla Azot? Yes, he spells this out. And also has from the, what's the Milagon trying to prove from the Vav Tov? That doesn't prove that it's Lashon Nekeva either. Okay, so that's our problem that we have to deal with, to try to understand the Vilna Gaon. I think if we are able to understand that, we'll arrive at a much deeper meaning of the question of Manishtana and the answer to that question going to the Gaon. So first of all, to deal with it on a pshat level, just at face value, we should know that Loshen Chachamim Luchod and Loshen Tara Luchod. Grammatically, as well as in many other senses, Loshen Chachamim uses words in a different way. And there are words, there are examples of words that are Loshen Zachar in the Torah, and in the Mishnah, the Loshen Akeva. For example, Kaved, the liver, Nishpat La'aret Kavedi, Nishpat is Loshen Zachar, so it's clearly Loshen Zachar in the Torah. And in the Mishnah, it's generally Loshen Akeva, when it talks about the Mumen, the Trefos and Chulin, it talks about it as the Loshen Akeva. Nikva Akave, you find it generally Loshen Akeva. So the same thing with Laila. If we look in the Mishnah, Chosim Pata Mikriya Shema, beginning in the first parak of Brachas, Chosim Pata, second parak of Brachas, Chosim Pata Mikriya Shema, Laila Hari Shoina. That's what it says. Now later in the Mishnah says, so there's some mix up of genders over there. But the two places that it says Laila Rishayna. The Tosfos Yonzev says, Harishon is a better gerusa, because in the Torah, the Nachal Machaloyim Belaila Echad, in the Torah it's always Loshen Zachar. But we do find other places also that Laila is Loshen Akeva in the Mishnah, and if so, then we could suggest that the Haggadah is Haggadah based on Loshen Torah or Loshen Mishnah. The Haggadah is basically a Jewish from the Tanoim that was prepared for us to say in Lel Pesach, and it's even referred to in the Mishnah. The Mishnah refers to the Manishtana. So the Mishnah brings the Manishtana. So this is really a Mishnaic text. It's something that's coming from the Tanoim. And if so, it's justified to say, perfectly justified to say that Laila in the Lashon HaMishnah is Lashon HaKeva, and therefore we're asking these questions. And that could be what the Shalom HaKadosh means when he says, why does it say Oso Laila and not Oso Laila? Maybe he's talking about in terms of Lashon HaMishnah, it should be Lashon HaKeva. For that, the Sabbath and B.C.'s in Tzarek Kolosu Alayla, that could be Lashon, it should be Lashon Nekeva, but it's Lashon Zachar to show Laila Kayom Yair, like it. But the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying something deeper than that, because he seems to be saying a rule about the word Laila, and not just with relation to Lashon Tanoim. He says Laila and Lashon, in plural, it's leilot, and that's also in the Torah. And he doesn't seem to be talking about just Lashon HaMishnah. It's different than Lashon Torah. He doesn't point out anything about a difference between Torah and Mishnah in order to bring his point about. I think the Vilna Gaon is saying something else. So first of all, let's try to understand and see a little more about this idea of night being connected to Nekeva and day being connected to Zachar, because I think that's what lies at the bottom of what the Vilna Gaon is saying over here. And I think he's saying that we find in so many ways that night is connected to Nekeva and Yom is connected to Zachar, that Laila really should be Nekeva. And what we find is, for instance, I mean, the source of the Vilna Gaon is from a Zayar that says, day is the time that man rules. Man goes out of the house, earns his living, brings back to the house what he's come with, what he's finished with for the day. And then the night comes, and now the night, the woman rules. And she takes whatever the husband brought in and prepares from it what's necessary for the house. That's what the Zayar says. That's what the Vilna Gaon is Meramis to that Zayar. And we find in the Magen Avraham says that when we daven Shmona Esrei and Shabbos, we use three different genders for Shabbos. It says, right? In Shabbos, at night we say Bo, in the evening Shmona Esrei, and then by day we say Bo, right? Vinuchu Bo, not Vinuchu Bo. And in the afternoon, which is like Mincha time, is between night and day, then we're saying Bom, Vinuchu Bom. That's the Alpi, the Mukubalam, the Alpi, what the Magen Avraham brings. And that's also clearly pointing to this idea. The whole idea of night is Tzniut, being hidden. The night hides everything. And that's obviously related to the Mida of women, of Tzniut, of Kvoiza Basmel, of Pnima. That's not going out, not showing. So the idea of night, in that case, is really something that relates to Nekeva, and that's why he's saying that the men are highest in Mrs. Asesha's Mangrama, which are by day, because day is the Mida of man, of going out and of doing. And night is the Mida of not doing, staying at home. At night, we have now we live with electricity, with electric lights, we almost don't see the difference between night and day, but you can imagine what it was like before there was little light. If you burn a candle, you have a little light, but otherwise, you have to stay at home. There's nothing you could do at night. There's nothing really that a person could accomplish. So, night is the time for Sheva Al Taseh, and that's the Mida of Nekeva. I was thinking that maybe that's why we find that the carbon that's brought for an Isser, Shigigas Kareh, a loisa say Sheshba Shigigas Kareh, is in a keva, right? Because the carbon chatos has to be a kisvo seira. It has to be a young goat or a young sheep. It's always in a keva. But the carbon that's brought for mitzvah saseh is a carbon oila. According to the Gemara, oila is makapa mitzvah saseh, as she mentions there, oila is makapa mitzvah saseh. And an oila can only be a zafar. So perhaps that's related to be mitzaken. The person is over mitzvah saseh. It's not a chiyuv to bring a oila, but it says the oila is mechaper on mitzvah saseh, and that has to come from a zocher. Whereas a chatos, which is mechaper on being over a loisa say, that after comes from an akeva. Perhaps that could be related as well. So in any case, if we look at the Gaon, the Manishtana in that light, if we look at the Gaon's understanding of Manishtana according to, with that in mind, so now we could say the question is like this. It's more than a question about tonight being different. It's a question about night being different. Why is night Lashon Zachar? Why is it that Kol HaTorah Kula night Lashon Zachar? Now it's true that the hay is added, like the Ibn Ezra said, but why is it then? Is there a hay or is there not a hay? And we do find the Vav Tav in the Lashon Ravim. I think what he's saying about the Vav Tav in Lashon Ravim is as follows. It's true that you could have a Vav Tav by masculine words also. Of could become Avot. And same thing with many other nouns that are masculine. But if the word ends with a hay, then if you want to determine whether that's really making it into Nekeva or not, so look at the Rabban. If it already is misleading us by ending with a hay, so then you'd expect that if the word itself is Lyle and the hay is just added, so the Lashon Rabban should be Leilin. It shouldn't be Leilot. That's what he's trying to say. But now that we see that Leilot, it's showing that even if the hay is added and it's Mila El, it's Lyle, not Leilot. But still, that hay apparently is really dressing it in female clothes because it's becoming leilot. And leilot is the only word like that in the Hebrew vocabulary that ends with a kamatzeh, and nevertheless it's treated as lashon zachar. And that's the question of the Vilna Gaon. What happened to this word? And even in the plural, it's leilot. Right? Like the word bayit, for instance, ends with a tuf, which is normally a sign that it's lashon nekeva. A tuf at the end of nekeva, but the plural is batim. It's not beitot, because it's really a word that's lashon zachar. So over here, if you have the word lilo ending with a hey, and the plural is with a vav chav, it's clear that the word is being dealt with as nekeva, and if so, there's something strange about the fact that it's dressed up as an akeva when really, deep down, it seems to be zatar, because all over the Torah, we talk about Elayla, we're talking in Lashon Zatar, and Nachal Machalom Belayla Echad, and so too every time that it says the word Layla in Tanakh. So, this is the question now, and if so, it doesn't seem to be related much to the night of Pesach. Now we're going to have to try to understand why that becomes the lead question in Samagid, if really this is a general question about the word Laila. Why is the word Laila Lashon Zachar? Why is it Hazer? Manishtana Laila, Hazer, that even though it's a word that looks in all ways like Nekeva, nevertheless, it said Lashon Zachar. So, okay, so we have to relate this now to the Agada. So, let's take a look at what Chidah says. And the Haggadah, his payers on the Haggadah is called Simcha Saregel. It's so interesting thing that one of the Gaoni Asfardim said about the Chidah, Kaminya Nevorav Hayu Sfarav. He wrote so much, he wrote so prolifically the Chidah in the 1800s, that Kaminya Nevorav Hayu Sfarav. Even the Gedolei HaMechaberim were impressed by, wow, how many sperm did he write? As many as he has limbs, 248 limbs. So it's not literal, but he's being meramis to the fact that the Chidah named all of his sperm after parts of his body. He had three names, Chaim Yosef David, and he associated those names with different parts of his body. So you have Birke Yosef, and you have Simchas HaRegel over here, which is meramis to Regel also, and Roish David, and etc. All his sperm are referring to different parts of the body. And he says, Atfilim Mekubalim, they say that that's the way to be metakin the different parts of the body. Anyhow, so this is the faith of Simchas HaRegel. Regel literally over here meaning the regular Pesach and the Haggadah. And Amar Rav Elazar ben Azarya says, he says that we find in the Zayar, he brings the Zayar that the Shalor referred to, that have a nohir lelia keyoima bitkupa de tamas, the chomakal ama diner de kutshibrechu. That night of Pesach, the night that Mesa left Mitzrayim, was light like the brightest of days. Hadohu dixiv, a laila keyom yoyer kafashecha kora. And just like the Pesach says about Lassid Lavoy. So, says the Chidah. Says, I remember seeing once that this explains why we find in the Pasuk, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Why is there a problem with saying Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem? Because the Medrash, it's put by Tosfos and Tainus, says about Laila, Vayikra Hashem, La'or Yoim, V'lachayshech, Kara Laila. The Medrash points out, it doesn't say Vayikra Hashem, La'or Yoim, Vayikra Hashem, L'chayshech Laila, or L'chayshech Kara Hashem Laila. It doesn't say the Shem Hashem by Laila, it only says it by day. And why is that? Because Laila is associated with Ra'ah, with evil. And Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyached Shemo Ala Ra'ah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't associate his name with darkness, because that's a remez for evil. So if so, why does it say by Leil Pesach, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem? It's being Miyached the Shem Hashem and the night. So Chidah brings, it's because that night was light like day. And if so, the night of Pesach really was, it could be expressed in daytime terms, and if so, our Kadosh Baruch Hu could be Miyachad Shmo on that night as well. And therefore, it's appropriate to say, Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. Which is similar to the idea that Shalom Kadosh brought, that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Laila Kiyom Ya'ir, and therefore it's Zachar, so he says, therefore he could also be Miyachad Shem Hashem on that night. So, Rav Huttner uses this idea to explain the wording of the Mishnah in the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim. Or la arba asar boit kenes achomet. And the Gemara says, even though it says or la arba asar, which means light, it's not referring to a time of light, it's referring to lel bedikas chomet, the evening. And it's calling it or la arba asar. So the Gemara points out, the Gemara discusses, you know, does or mean day, does it mean night? And it concludes, as we know, that the Bdikas Chametz is done by night. And it says, why is it called Or? So it says, Ar Tana doesn't say Lele Arba Asar, but it says Or Arba Asar because Lishna Ma'al Yehu. It's a Lishna Ma'al Yehu. Lishna Ma'al Yehu says Rashi, Derf Nikiye Hadas, the Safra Veloshin Nikiye. So it says, Vutner, that Loshin Nikiye is the same Loshin Nikiye of Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmo Al Aroh when it comes to night. Night is something that's associated with evil. And in that sense, it's a lashon that's not nekiya, meaning it's hard to be miyachad shem Hashem at night, and it's harder than by day. But on the night of Pesach, that same gilui that we had in Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the night turned into day, like we saw from the Zohar, and like we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachad shmo on the night, it associates his name with the night. And the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that same Gilui, that same revelation repeats itself year after year by the Leil HaSeder. And he says, so Leil B'dikas Chametz already, that's Arla Arba Asar. This day, already, the day of Arba Asar, we could already have an evening that's associated with light. It turns into Lashon Nakia to talk about a Lashon Ar, and it's possible when we're already preparing for the Leil HaSeder. So that's, I think, why, even according to Lona Gaon, the question, this general question of why Laila is Lashon Zohar, even though it's dressed up as an Akeva, is coming to the fore. And the reason is because what we have to understand here is at the shorish of Laila, at the root of night, we really have day. There's something that's deeper down over there that really is a revelation of day. This is something that Rishonim talk about, like, that the word Yom has two meanings. Right? Yom could mean night, and Yom could mean a day. Yom could mean day, and Yom could mean a 24-hour period. That's a day and a night. And that's because they say that the night is really contained within a day also. It's really that the day is there in the night. And the way to understand that, the Ramban talks about the word hahi. Hahi in the Torah spelled very often with a vav, like hahu, which is something you'd expect to be Lashon Zohar. But it's pronounced hahi. Why does it have a vav then, which makes it look like Lashon Zohar? If it's really Lashon Akev, it should be hahi. So he says because the Zohar is there b'koach in the Nekeva. What does that mean exactly? So I want to explain that point and tie a lot of these points together by bringing the Tzalach and Psachim, who quotes the Shem Magad HaMefursim with Ephraim Reicher. They explain the Gemara that says, Loka Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, there's a Teva Mesif, and there's also and the good we say a Bracha V'Teva Mesif, and the Ra, then we say a bracha of Dayan Ha'emes. But Olam Haba is Kulo HaTayva Ha'emes. There's no Dayan Ha'emes. Ask Ephraim, what does it mean that there's no Dayan Ha'emes? Ha'emes means there's no evil. Lassad Lava, everything's good. So why does it say that the difference is in the bracha? The difference should be in the way a Kaddish Baruch Hu treats the world. And Olam Haba is bad and there's good, and Olam Haba is only good. Says no, what it means is something else. Says, really, all the evil that appears to us to be evil in this world isn't just something random, something that's happening without a plan and outside of the general plan of the world, that things are flipping by. All the evil that's happening is only what appears to us to be evil, the Yisurim, the Goliath, the Shoah, all the things that Klai Yisrael went through, all the things that are evil in the world, all have a purpose. And that purpose is to bring out Kveit Shemayim, just like the good. The evil brings out Kveit Shemayim just like the good, but unfortunately in this world, we can't always appreciate that. It can only be understood in retrospect when we reach Olam Haba and we look back and see how, if it wouldn't have happened in exactly this way, everything would have been different. We're able to understand the Cheshbonos. Then we could look back and say that everything is really a Tova Ametis. When we say in this world, Dina Emmet, it's because we have to see things the way that they appear to us, and we feel that Dina Emmet inside of us. So we can't say a Teva Amesiv when we're feeling the Dayana Emes. But the Asad Lavai, it's not just that Hashem's only going to be doing good Lasa Lava. Hashem's going to show us that all the evil that existed in this world that we're presently experiencing, that's also really all Teva Amesiv. And that's the key to understanding Goliath. That's the key to understanding darkness and night. As we know, in many Maimei Chazal, the night is used as a metaphor for Golos. It's describing a time of Golos, times of evil. It's a time when the kofos of evil seem to be ruling at night. So the point is that even those kofos of evil, even at night, really has deep inside of it something that's very masculine about it, meaning that deep down, if we're able to understand it, when we see the Geula, then we realize that all this was something we had to go through in order to reach this point. And that's what happened in the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, after going through the years, the 210 years of the Golas Mitzrayim, and 86 years of forced hard labor, and everything else that Klal Yisrael went through. When they saw the Geula, they saw that, they realized, Laila Kayom Ya'ir, it had to come about like this. The night was really a day. That's what's showing. And that's the key to understanding why Laila is Lashon Zafar. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us, it only looks to you like Laila. It's really a Lashon Zafar. And the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in fact, it says Leil Shimurim. So over there, it is a smichus, it is connected to Shimurim, but it uses the word Leil without the hay, which is giving us a cue to hit ourselves and say, ah, over here, this Laila is showing its true nature, its nature that's deeper down than what we see at the surface. That's the Laila that we're seeing. And that's the answer to the question of Manishtana. Manishtana Laila, we're asking a general question. Why is Laila, Lashon, why is it Manishtana Laila Azeh, Yikol HaLeilot, why is Laila Lashon Zohar? Why should it be Zeh? Why should it be Ma, Adam? Why shouldn't it be Nekeva like it seems? And the answer is because it only seems to be Nekeva. Really, even Laila has the attributes of Zohar. Meaning, what's the difference between Zohar and Nekeva? I want to say something about the difference in mission between the men and the women, the way it seems to show through the teachings of the Gedolei. The Vilna Gaon over here and others. Night is a time when we don't see expressions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Whereas day is a time when it's easier to see the Chesed of Hashem. When we see the Chesed of Hashem, when we see what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, then we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu more. We thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we don't see, like at times of night, when suddenly everything's dark, we can't do anything, we feel limited, we feel the glory of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not seeing the Chesed of Hashem. See, Kosla, Kahariel, everyone could see it. Things they could see, that's showing the Tzidkas of Hashem, the Chesed. But Mishpatat HaTohim Rava, deep in the depths where no one could see it, the Mishpat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is when a person's in a place where he doesn't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the expression of Mishpat. The role of the man, then, is to present, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Dabbling the Tzibur, learning Torah, it's bringing down HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. It's like taking from above, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides above, right, so to speak. That in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking from the Shemayim and bringing it down to this world so that everyone could see it. That's what's done by the day. Whereas the job of the woman is more to see and feel the world. Her nature is more passive in that sense, in general. It's just very general, obviously. Everyone in the individual level has a way of serving Hashem. But in general, the passivity connects her more with the earth and everything around, such that they're able to take out from below, from seeing, from feeling the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that they're reaching this point where the the Salat brought to see that really everything in this world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're able to take out from this world and keep that with them. What a man does is, in a sense, somewhat temporary, because he's able to reveal the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence by doing mitzvahs and tefillahs and seeing and accomplishing and teaching. And when he does that, at that point, you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Well, when he stops, we don't see it. And that's when a man and woman are connected in Zibah, then they're able to do the job in a greater level, because now the woman comes in and takes those lessons, takes what the man brought home, and forms that into the new level that the house stands on, forms that into a level of amuna, noshim boishas, noshim shananos. The means of the women is to be able to see, to take what these revelations, and to discover now, based on that, a little bit more meaning, a little bit more of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So the husband brings the house up, and then the woman, the husband, you know, does this act that will show, reveal a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then the woman is going to put that into the daily goings on of the house, so that now we're all going to realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu to a greater extent. So in any case, that's what God is telling us according to the Gaon. And that's what it means over here when it says, Manishtana Laila Zeh. Why is it that Laila is Lashon Zeh, is Lashon Zachar? It's really clearly dressed in clothes of Nekeva. And the answer is, because on Leil Pesach we found out the answer to that question. On Leil Pesach we found out that really at the root of everything we're able to see the real Yom, the revelation of a Kodesh Baruch that's behind everything. And that's what it means that the woman's job is going to be to raise the world higher and higher until us at level when it'll remain at the level of total realization of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. And the man and the woman's job will be the same now, because they've reached the total revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. It says, L'cho yom af l'cho layla. L'cho yom af l'cho layla. At achinoisa mor v'shemesh. The Chidah says on that, in Chaymas Anach, he says on that, L'cho yom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the day is mityaches to you, af l'cho layla. But even the night also is mityaches to you, even though we don't see it right now, but it's mityaches to you, because after chinosa mor v'shemesh, because Kodesh Baruch Hu created mor, over there is referring to the moon, and shemesh referring to the sun, created them both together on a level where they're both ma'aretz hagdolim. It's just because of our sins, we have to go through night and day. But losad lavo, really, the sun and the moon will be the same, meaning the revelation will be full, and it will be day straight through, like it says in the pasuk, Yom lo yom v'lo laila. Lasa lo was described as a time of kulo yom, and that will be, that's what it means here, l'cho yom afa palaila. Therefore, that shows that even at this time, even now, laila really is associated with you, because really deep down it's connected. And that's what's probably what the tayyat means, that we say after that goda, l'cho afa l'cho. L'cho, l'cho yom. Afa l'cho, afa l'cho laila. So we should be zeicha to see this Hashem, the Gilui of the Ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and of the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. A Kodesh Baruch Hu shevil to us. Ki mei teichem mi mitzrayim ha'enu neflos. Shvizeicha to Gula Shleim and Meher v'Yemein.